Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to the first Blogcast radio episode of the year, and we're starting off real great with that. This is our January 2024 Laura Ingalls Wilder update, and we've been a little thrown off because I actually did an episode with my friend Kelly talking about our time in Mansfield in December, and it wouldn't let me log into the site to publish it. So I'm going to be trying that again, and we'll hopefully, I got it recorded, and we will hopefully get that up and airing soon. And I also have been working on our Looking Back podcast episode, which I'm hoping to get done in the next couple of days. I'm going back and listening to all of the monthly updates. And I like to do that before I get into that. And with all that, I kind of missed starting us off the right way. So starting again. Welcome to Trundle Bed Tales, the podcast about Laura Ingalls Wilder, historic foodways, one-room schools, and other social history. This is Sarah Utoff, the host and creator of Trundle Bed Tales. Find us all around the web under Trundle Bed Tales and on your favorite social media platform. If you listen or just have an account on a podcast system, please leave positive feedback because that helps people find our show. If you want to be a part of the show, you can call in at 714-242-5253. That's 714-242-5253. Or toll free 1-877-633-9389. That's toll free 1-877-633-9389. And that was my parlor clock telling me it was time to get going. So with that, let us jump into what is going on during Laura Ingalls Wilder fandom this month. Well, the first thing to point out, and this is really kind of an odd thing because there's so many family dates this month. The birthdays in the Ingalls and Wilder's immediate families is Eliza Jane Wilder, Almanza's older sister, and Miss Wilder had all that trouble with the teaching. It was born January 1st, 1850. And then, a very interesting coinkydink, Charles Ingalls Pa was born in Cuba, New York, January 10th, 1836. And Mary Amelia Ingalls, who's Mary, was born at Pepin, Wisconsin, same place as Laura. They always say birthplace Laura Ingalls Wilder. Mary should get the credit, too. She was born at Pepin, Wisconsin, January 10th, 1865. So Pa and Mary actually had the same birthday. Isn't that cool? It does happen that way in some families, though. My brother and I were both on the same day of the month, and my grandmother and my grandfather were both on the same day of the month, and then they got married on that same day of the month. So it's cool when it happens. But there's still one more, and that is James Mason Wilder. Father Wilder was born near Milton, Vermont, January 26th, 1813. So that is a lot of birthdays for one month. And there are going to be a couple birthdays next month, too, where's Laura's birthday and her death day and Almanza's birthday. And we are going to be doing another online birthday party. So I'm going to, I don't have the exact time down yet, but that doesn't mean you can't start thinking about what you want to say, something that is your, how you fell in love with Laura, your favorite Laura project this year. Maybe you learned how to grind wheat in a coffee grinder, or made a quilt that was following on Laura's story, or got your books and Laura collection organized, or maybe you went to Mansfield and got to stay in the room right next to the original Laura Ingalls Wilder branch of the Wright County Library in what is now my favorite bed and breakfast in the world. Or maybe somebody bought you the perfect China shepherdess figurine. So whatever it is, have your story. You don't have to call in live. You can email me. You can contact me on Twitter X. You can contact me on Facebook, on Instagram. And if you want to pre-record it, you actually can do that too and send it to me. But anyway, that is going to be coming up, and I hope you work on that. I want to hear from everybody. With that, our biggest thing in January is Little House on the Prairie, the musical. And there are actually two shows of the musical going on this month, which after we didn't have any Christmas scheduled this year that I could find, to have two of the musical in 1 month is pretty darn cool. And they're going to be in Liberty, Missouri, January 18th to the 20th, 2024, at the Corbin Theater there, and at White Bear Lake, Minnesota, from January 26th to February 10th, 2024, and they are doing like the weekends only, so you can check the dates of both of those to get the links up on the blog post that goes with this episode. And Burr Oak is having their annual meeting, and I think it's really great because they are allowing members all over the country to Zoom in. I do not know why all the museums aren't doing this. I think that's great, and I really think this is the way to go, and I'm so proud that Burr Oak is the one who thought of it. So good for Burr Oak. And they have been having Full tell them that they think they ought to have the TV show people there this year, and they just want to be very plain. They do not have the budget for that, and they haven't been able to get any grants for that. If you have any ins on a grant or something that might help them get the people to come, or get at least some of the TV show people there, I am sure they would be glad to hear from you. And let's see. And Malone is also having their annual membership dinner, which would be nice to go to, but is not Zoom. And that's going to be on January 26th. Then Walnut Grove has got two things happening this month. And the first one is, and this is from a press release they did, the Wilder Pageant will begin ticket sales on January 2nd, 2024. Tickets for July 19th and 20th, and that's the reunion days, will cost $50 VIP reserved. And I'm breaking in here again to say they got special brand new VIP seats. So they are charging you $50 to be there and to see the show, but they are super comfy chairs from what I have heard. So that it's going to be if you were feeling reluctant to spend $50 on a ticket to sit in a hard metal chair, you won't have to now. So that's $50 VIP reserved, $45 regular reserved, and $40 general admission. The Visiting Little House in the Prairie cast members will be speaking at 7 p.m. before the Wilder Pageant performance on both Friday and Saturday night. This ticket price is for one night only. If you want to go both nights, you have to buy two tickets. Information for all other activities and events with the Stars will be announced in the spring. For more information and to buy your tickets beginning January 2nd, please go to our website, and we got the link there. And it, again, will be in the blog. And I think that is, as things are shaping up right now, if I could work my will and had the time and budget to do it and wanted to go to a cast reunion, I would either want to go to Simi Valley, Walnut Grove, or the one in Connecticut, because Simi Valley is going to have you do an actual tour of the sites where they filmed with false fronts showing the building set up, which is going to be all kinds of cool. The one in Walnut Grove, they always have a great connection. They have been working with the cast. They were having people come there since the 1970s when nobody else was doing that, and they always have a great show. So with that, and then the one in Connecticut, the casting director is working with that, and it's also close enough to New York that it is relatively easier for people who that is the one really bad thing about living in the Midwest, I say looking out at blizzard winds, but really the one bad thing is that it costs so much if you have to fly anywhere, because the hubs really aren't in like Cedar Rapids, and there isn't enough traffic to keep the price down. So you can get to New York from anywhere on the East Coast or the West Coast a lot cheaper than you can here. So and a lot easier if you live on the West Coast or the East Coast. So they're just going to have an amazing turnout of people. So those are the three that I'm looking at, but there are, I think will be the best, all kinds of other ones, and there's no reason if you want to meet the maximum number of people that you can't do that this year. I will give you a heads up about the pageant speaking thing with the questions and answers, is they were trying to let the cast then watch the pageant, but people kept coming down and interrupting basically the play to be able to talk to them, and we're lining up and trying to get things then, and it was just a big, huge mess. So don't do that. It's really rude and just causes problems, and what it actually caused was the cast not to get to sit and watch the show last time. So don't do that. All right. The other thing coming out of Walnut Grove is they are also doing a Laura Ingalls Wilder birthday special, and theirs is going to be on February 4th at 3 p.m. The Walnut Grove pageant will have another online celebration of Laura's birthday, this time focused on the actresses who played Nellie Olson in the pageant over the years. The interviews will be live, recorded, or read due to time constraints. They are interviewing the Nellie actresses who have been in the Walnut Grove Laura Ingalls Wilder pageant for 5 years or more. They would still like to hear from any Nellie actress in the form of a short bio of what you're up to now and any Nellie Olson in our production. And the best Nellie Olson that I have seen in pretty much any format was the girl they had playing Nellie Olson 2 years ago. She was amazing. I loved her. And I hope she'll be on. She was, I think, in the play again this last year, but not as Nellie, which was too bad because she was so awesome. So awesome. All right. Well, I had mentioned Simi Valley and the stuff they're doing for the reunion, and they are also doing the most to kind of gin up interest ahead of time. So they have a Little House in the Prairie watch party Wednesdays and at their Chamber of Commerce in Simi Valley. They are having watch-alongs of the TV episodes, and their one that was for the 10th, which is what I had on the schedule I got. I'm sure they're going to be doing one a week, was Little Girl Lost. The other thing is they have launched a podcast called Little House on the Prairie, 50 for 50 podcast. Now, it's an official TV show reunion podcast. Allison Arngrim, Nellie Olson, and Dean Butler, Amanda Wilder, and Pamela Bob, Living on a Prairie, are the hosts. And they intend to do one episode a week for 50 weeks, and we'll talk all about the TV show and interview all the people involved with the show. And it debuted this week with a pilot that kind of reminded me of the pilot of this episode, or of this podcast series. I'm wishing them all the luck. That was the pilot episode was about 45 minutes. And if you're interested in the TV show at all, you will like this. And I think that's pretty much all that's going on this month. As I say, I am hoping to get the recorded and late roving report from Mansfield up, and I'm hoping sometime this week. We will have to see. And we're going to be the Looking Back episode should be sometime this month. And then we'll just have to see what happens next. So thank you for joining us for this episode of Laura Ingalls Wilder Events on Trundle Bed Tales. Remember to keep checking this channel and our YouTube channel and Bright in the Corner where you are. Thank you.